I'm joined by the wonderful Tracy Johnson, who is the Partnership Liaison Officer from NHS Talking Therapies. A very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Now, we're here to talk about yourself and also NHS Talking Therapies. Tell us about your role as Partnership Liaison Officer and about NHS Talking Therapies and the work that you do there.
Okay, yes. Hello, everybody. My name is Tracy Johnson. I'm the Partnership Liaison Officer at NHS Talking Therapies by Vita Health Group. So we cover Basildon, Billericay, Brentwood and Wickford, and we are the free therapy service in the area. So if you are struggling with low mood or anxiety as the winter nights draw in and everyone gets a bit, the summer's coming to an end, it can be a little bit depressing and a bit sad for some people and kicking some anxieties. So we're here to help you with that. It's completely free service. Your GP would refer you to us, but you don't need to go to the GP. You can self-refer yourself in by going onto our website, vitahealthgroup.co.uk, where a little chatbot will appear and it will ask you some questions and then we'll access you into our service. Or you can call on 01268 977 171. And then you can have an assessment and get into the service for some help. The other thing that we have that's really good, where you're thinking, oh, I am having really low mood, it's becoming a bit more regular, I kind of need to do something about it, but I'm not sure. On our website, there is a place called The Hub. In The Hub, there are podcasts and webinars on all different types of topics that are sleep, anxiety, family stress, financial worries and stress, dealing with exam stress, all types of stuff on there, the menopause stress, all of these daily these things that happen in our life create anxieties. And then we want to manage that anxiety so we live, you know, a more full life. So if you don't feel you're quite ready for therapy yet, those podcasts are there. And if you think, no, I really want some therapy, just give us a call on the number or go onto the website and come in and get that help that you need. So don't leave it too long. So that the reach out is early intervention. If you're starting to feel anxious, come in and get the help. And we'll give you the tools and tips to help you manage those anxieties.
Is mental health still on the increase? And is it just because of the way we live our lives now?
I think that everybody will suffer with anxieties and stress in their life. And it is always going to be there. But the key is how you manage that. So our team of therapists will help you with the therapy and giving you the idea is that you come in with to us, to our service, and you leave having the tools and tips to manage those anxieties and depressions that you have, so you know what to do. However, if you leave and you think, I'm having a really bad time again, you can come back in free of charge and then refresh those tools that you've been given from the therapist. And it really does work. It's applying those tools and tips that when you're working with the therapist, and it really does help. And we have so many recovery stories and so many people come up to me saying, oh, thank you so much. You've really helped me. I've had people that haven't gone outside the door and now they go out. I've had people with fear of getting on the train and because they were highly anxious and now they go to London to the theatre. You know, it's amazing how working with a therapist can really help you. And it's wonderful to see people in recovery and living wonderful full lives.
Are there signs, because not everybody outwardly shows signs of depression or anxiety, they can camouflage it, but are there certain things that people, you know, their partners or maybe their children, they could look out for?
Well, I think yourself, you know, if you're becoming stressed, you might be becoming a bit short, you might be not going out with your friends so much, you might be withdrawing. There are all sorts of signs, really. Just it really is when you're not behaving your normal true self, and then you start to think, oh, I'm not feeling quite right. And you know when you feel a bit off colour. You do know. And I just think, yeah, when as soon as you're feeling anxious or stressed, do come and get those tools and tips. And yeah, if your partner says, oh, I think you're really anxious and stressed at the moment, you know, take that on board and think, oh yeah, maybe it would help for me even to listen to a podcast or to come and get some therapy. And yeah, Christmas in the winter is a really tough time for a lot of people. It creates lots of anxieties. And we're just here to help, really, help you with those stresses that you get.
And as you said, it's free. You don't have to be referred from a GP. You can get in contact with NHS Talking Therapies today and get to speak to somebody. And there's so much information there as well for you to look at. Now, every month, you're going to be coming onto the show. And tell us what's going to be happening over the next couple of months, Tracy.
Yeah, so I'm going to be on monthly, just reaching out into the community so that you know that we're here and you know what service that we have and that you know that there's somebody out there that will help you. So I'm hopefully reaching into lots of people's homes who are listening to the wonderful radio and think, oh, do take the number down, 01268 977 171, and it's the vitahealthcreek.co.uk. It might not be you, but it could be your neighbour, it could be a friend. Just that you have that information, that help is there, is great. And I'm going to be coming on every month and we're going to talk about different topics. So we're going to talk about men and men's mental health. I'm hopefully going to get someone to come along from one of the sheds to be with me to talk about what work they do there, reaching out to men. We're going to be talking in December about older adults, about what's out there for the older adults and how we can help them, how we can help them with their anxiety or they're lonely or, you know, that sort of thing. So it's going to be a monthly thing, which I think is great because then people will remember about the talking therapies and remember about that there is help out there. You're not alone. There are people out there, lovely people out there wanting to help and get people back on track.
And what is the age group for NHS Talking Therapies? Is it 16 or 18, the youngest?
Yeah, so our service is 16 and above. So anyone that's 16 and above can come in and get the help from NHS Talking Therapies. But I will be coming on with some other providers that will tell you what their criteria are. But the main message is there is help out there.
Yep.
And reach out to get that help that you need.